You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage with Andy Bush and your nonprofit show. CEO of LM Dietlin & Associates, Lisa Dietlin, is still my co-host. And, you know, Lisa, it's such a treat to have you on these shows with me. I really enjoy it.
Well, right back at you, Andy, and I so appreciate the opportunity to showcase nonprofits in different parts of the nonprofit sector doing amazing work, like today with our focus on women's organizations.
Yeah, it's really been an eye-opener for me, so I've enjoyed it immensely. But I tell you what, we got one more to go, and in this segment, we are joined by Dory McWhorter, CEO of YWCA Metropolitan Chicago, a social service organization dedicated to eliminating racism and empowering women by providing women with tools and services needed to transform lives. They can be found at ywcachicago.org, ywcachicago.org. Just want to make sure I get that correct. Dory, welcome to Engage.
Thank you.
Dory, I love your organization. It's been around forever, since like 1876. That is just crazy. And it was formed, I believe, by 13 women who had looked at what was happening in Chicago and how crazy Chicago was and how busy it was, and really wanted to help women as they came to the city to take advantage of the employment opportunities.
Absolutely. We've been around for 139 years, so
wow.
We definitely have been supporting women throughout all of that history.
Well, your organization works on a broad range of social issues, but the mission is pretty simple, right?
Correct. Our mission is relatively simple, quite lofty, but simple. It's eliminate racism and empower women. And through that, we're able to work on essentially three core issues. We work on freedom from violence, access to quality education and training, and economic sustainability.
So when you think about those three areas, those are the headings for what the YWCA does in Chicago. So give us an example of each. You know, I know it's simple, and people might think it's simple, but there's a lot of depth behind each of those.
Absolutely, and I think that what we've done is try to really make it concise, because when you say something as lofty as eliminate racism and empower women, people are like, how are you exactly doing that? And so we try to boil it down. But essentially, under each of those areas, we do have a number of programs and offerings. So for example, under freedom from violence, we are actually the largest provider of sexual assault services in the state of Illinois. And so for that, we're helping women make sure that they can get out of violent situations, as well as receive the necessary care and counseling so that they can truly continue to move throughout their journey. On the access to quality education front, we're also offering community technology centers where people can come and learn, gain new skills, as well as a Tech Girls program that focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math skills for young girls ages 9 through 14. And then finally, sort of under the economic sustainability area that we're focused on, is that we do offer what we call empowerment coaching, and we help women find new jobs that can definitely better their financial situation and access new skills to help them find those jobs as well. So we do a variety of things, but we try to keep it simple when we're explaining it to people.
Well, that's good, because that helps me, because I need things explained very simply, A, B, C, building blocks, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But seriously, though, you're in Chicago, and the YWCA is a broader organization throughout the country, but what are the unique challenges that you have in the city of Chicago?
Well, Chicago is a fabulous city, and so we often talk about so much that's happening in the city. So for us, we're really looking at not Chicago as a Midwestern town, but really as a global economic center. And mm-hmm. having said that, what are the opportunities that are in this marketplace that don't just exist in other marketplaces that would allow us to provide additional opportunities for the women here? Because what we don't want to happen is that as Chicago continues to thrive and grow, that our women are sort of left on the sidelines and not participating in that growth, therefore
right.
they're not seeing improvement in their families and their neighborhoods and in their circumstances. So what we're really trying to focus on is that we are Chicago. There's great things happening here. How do we make sure that our women are connected to all those wonderful things?
That's so very cool.
Do you, Dori, does the YWCA Chicago then do legislative initiatives within the state and at the federal level? Does it partner with the other YWCAs throughout the country, or does everybody sort of go it alone? And what, if yes, what are those initiatives you're working on?
Sure. Well, there's a number of ways we approach this. So we have sort of national mandates. So, for example, on the Eliminate Racism side, we are definitely talking about racial profiling, and that's something that nationally the YWCA USA is leading that initiative. So it is contacting our local congresspeople to have those type of discussions and talk about that particular issue. However, because we are an individual organization, we can definitely be flexible in the types of programs and services we provide to specifically meet the marketplace needs. And so to that degree, we are partnering at the right level of government, so to speak, to continue to provide different services for our women. So, for example, we're partnering with the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to provide, for the state of Illinois' Department of Commerce mm-hmm. and Economic Opportunity, to provide web and mobile app development training to women over at 1871, which, as you all know, would be the tech incubator and innovation hub right. in downtown Chicago. And so those types of programs we're offering in conjunction with some of our government partners.
Let me ask you this, Dori. How did you guys get involved? How did you make kind of, or when did you make the shift, if it was much of a shift, from solely on women's issues to women and racism? Because I think that's really interesting. You know, so much of this is in the headlines now, whether it's Ferguson or you name it, mm-hmm. You know, and there are so many issues continue to, you know, circle around this. And, of course, we just had the anniversary of Selma. So I'm just curious, what's your history here? Why did you guys get involved?
So it's interesting. So what we've done, we've always been involved from a history standpoint. So as you mentioned, those 13 women that formed the YWCA in 1876, they mm-hmm. were actually focused on immigrant women. And so from that perspective, there's always been sort of a race discussion or a bias discussion or a prejudice discussion really integrated into the work of the Y from its very inception. It actually, I think, believe in the 90s that we adopted the tagline of Eliminate Racism and Empower Women because we really wanted to make a point that many of the issues that we're talking about impact people of color at very disproportionate rates. And so mm-hmm. you cannot necessarily talk about economic empowerment on the South Side without recognizing that there is a racial component to that. And so the YWCA has just been very bold in making it part of our mission statement so that we don't forget that we have to address all of those issues at the same time and cannot necessarily separate them from each other.
Mm-hmm. So is there a story? You know, I love stories. You know that, Dori. I'm a big storyteller, and
sure.
we have mutual friends, and we get together. Is there a story you can share with us about a person, a woman that you've helped, that the YWCA Chicago has helped, and the transformation or the story of what a journey would be like?
There's so many stories here because the fortunate thing for us, we serve over 200,000 women and families in the metropolitan area. And so I have the pleasure of not only hearing these stories, but experiencing these stories as I go to our sites across the city. One in particular, this lady, her name is Miss Randall, and I call her Miss Randall, but she came into our center initially seeking counseling services for sexual assault trauma that she had experienced at a relatively young age. She's an adult woman with her own children. However, she knew that there was some healing that needed to take place there. So she came into our center for counseling services, and then soon after that, we were able to introduce her to our economic empowerment coaches and really help her start to put her life back together by helping her get her GED. And then she now has applied to one of the technical schools to begin looking at a nursing path. And so from that point, she actually participated in 2 years and was able to get that training so that she could apply to a four-year school. And now she's in school right now to get a nursing degree. And at the same time, she took her little girls and put them in Tech Girls. So once she was empowered, she was further able to empower her family by putting her family in our Tech Girls program. And so just to see that type of sort of multi-generational impact as women are healing and in the process of that bettering themselves, we have so many examples of that because that's what the YWCA does. But that's one example that's near and dear to me because when I literally have met her and when I go to the site and she's there because she's still in our counseling services because that's a big deal for us
right.
is that we provide services for as long as people need them. And
that
so
is that's a great story. I
yeah,
love
so
it.
I could go on, Andy. So.
Well, you know what's neat about about it. And honestly, I mean, the thing is that not only do you help people in need, but with this, what you're talking about is you're changing the trajectory, not only of that person's life, but her children and ancestors that are coming after them. I mean, that's what's so cool about it. It's like you make a difference in these people's lives, and it really goes and cascades beyond just the one person, which I find really cool. Now, that's not my question. The next question I have for you, which is this, because I love this about what you guys do, and it's not hidden in what you do, but one of the things you guys do is Futures Leaders Council. Maybe you could take just a little bit of time. We've got a couple minutes left here to talk about what this is and what you do for young professionals.
Absolutely. So our Future Leaders Council is exactly that. We wanted to find a way for young professionals to engage with the organization. I know you all know this, that you see that the trend is that millennials are really looking for causes to get engaged with. And so we wanted to make sure that we had a vehicle for them to participate with us. So with our Future Leader Council, their objective is to really be ambassadors for the organization, spread the word of the work of the YWCA, and also help us get much needed resources and funds. They also volunteer for us, and so they have personally volunteered for Tech Girls programs and working with the girls and going on field trips with the girls. And they've also hosted specific events for us, like we did an amazing brunch that they hosted and brought women out to talk about, again, the wonderful work of the YWCA. So this is really, we're hoping to really use FLC as a way to train amazing philanthropic leaders and hope that they get such an experience with the YWCA that they want to stay involved in philanthropy and charitable efforts in really helping build a stronger community. So this is just a great way for them to do that.
I love that. If you're not a young person and you're somebody just listening, how can we help? How can listeners help the YWCA Chicago?
Well, we have a number of ways people can get involved. There's always wonderful opportunities with us. Andy gave our website, the YWCAChicago.org. There's always wonderful volunteer opportunities. In addition to, we do a number of just outstanding events that we like to bring people together to talk about the work of the Y and have a good time as well. So I encourage you to stay on our website, sign up on social media. On Twitter, we're YWCA Chicago. On Facebook, we're YWCA Metropolitan Chicago. And really just stay informed and connected to us to hear all the things that we're doing.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Dori McCorder from YWCA Metropolitan Chicago, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us that story about that really wonderful success. That just lights up my heart. I love hearing stuff like that.
Well, thank you, Andy and Lisa, for having me.
All right, Lisa, that's a wrap for our special Engage nonprofit show. Glad you made it through. Any last words? Any words of wisdom?
Everybody can make a difference, and we've highlighted today three outstanding nonprofit organizations, but, you know, it's easy to make a difference in your community. You simply have to just start. Get unstuck, get up off the couch, spring is coming, and think about helping somebody else.
Words of wisdom. I'm Andy Bush. We'll return next week. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be back again next Friday at 9 a.m. in the West, 12 noon in the East on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll have more insights and discussions then.